Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring the siblings and Jay.
And me.
Matt, Zach, and Alana.
Not Rob.
Not Rob this week. This week we're playing Fortnite. We're talking about The Last of Us Season 2, Episode 2. What a good episode.
Yup.
So is the game over?
What?
Is what over?
Doesn't the game end when he dies?
No, you just play as Ellie. Even I know that.
Alon, did you not know that Joel died before you
watched
this?
No, I knew he died. I thought that was like at the end of the game.
Oh, not the beginning.
No, it's like the first 10% of the game.
Oh, no wonder people were mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you gotta deal
with that grief for her 10 hours.
It was sad. I thought they did a pretty good job.
I mean,
I feel like Joel was like barely in this season.
Right.
Well, it's not his movie. It's not his show. It's not his game.
Yeah, Joel.
I'm aware of that.
Accessory.
But I would have liked a little bit more with him.
Well, he's going to be in flashbacks, probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a safe. Yeah.
So should we go in order, though? Are you going in order?
No.
Ooh, crypto.
You want to go in order?
What's up? We got movement, Zach.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Are they going to have to kill all the dogs?
They're full of...
Yeah, they're full of fungus.
Maybe.
Maybe. So sad.
Yeah, that battle was great.
Yeah. They spent all the budget.
Yeah, they blew the budget on it.
Oh, they definitely did not spend all the budget.
All the budget.
You think so, Jay?
I think that the big fight maybe needs a little bit more buildup.
Well, okay, I need a bit of an explanation about their tactics. It seemed to me like a really bad idea to be setting off explosions right next to their wooden wall. I don't know. I'm no zombie fighter, though.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but it's either set off the oil or immediately die.
Immediately die? Well, they could,
What can they do?
Shoot the zombies from further away. They had guns.
Yeah, they did that, and they were fine until they got really close, and then they had to
shoot them individually.
I didn't understand how there were so many zombies. In the middle of Wyoming, there's like 10,000 zombies.
Yeah, there was a big town. They ran out of food, so they just hibernated.
I don't understand that either, because they do patrols, presumably also in the summer. So, like, what, they've never seen this, like, horde?
No, they were buried underneath the ice.
Why'd they come out of the ice, then? Did it, like, get warm or something?
Because Abby disrupted them.
Oh, so all it takes is one wrong step and there's, like, 10,000 zombies coming out of the ground?
Yeah. At least in this valley of death.
No, guys, the zombies are... No, I think the zombies are getting smarter.
Well, maybe not.
I don't think the zombies in general are. It's just some of them. We're alive.
Was this horde also not connected to the, like, stinger from the last episode of the fungus noticing the fire?
See, I think it is connected. I think it's connected. Okay.
If it's connected, it should be more obvious.
The zombies are changing. I like the growing threat.
They, like, set up a warning, and then they know what that's about. But, like, yeah, no, the tendrils are deep and wide.
Oh, God. Yeah, I like the compounding threats. So we got Abby's people, then you got the smart zombies, then you got the tendrils. You know? This keeps things interesting.
That's right. He's around every corner.
So other notes I had, I liked at the beginning where that dude's plan was, let's just convince Abby to call it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back, Jay. Go back after you get gas.
Isn't Abby supposed to be shredded?
It's like from Frozen. I'm going to talk to my sister.
Yes, she is, which was one of the controversies of the show, the fact that they picked...
You mean the game?
Someone. No, the show.
Well, the show.
That they picked someone who wasn't super jacked off.
Jacked off.
I said jacked up. I changed that last second.
Okay.
We're going to let it go.
I'm not going to let it go.
No, 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 there was not going to be.
If I had said it, there's no way you guys would have let it go. You guys want to fight the medallion wielder or get out of here?
Say, let's go.
Okay.
So the, I don't really care. I think if she had been really muscular, people would have thought it was found it kind of silly and distracting. So.
Well,
I guess.
In the game, she's extraordinarily buff.
Right.
And pissed people off because she was so buff and like, ew, well, we don't want a man lady. That's another controversy of the game, which then led to the controversy of the show not being buff enough. People just don't know what they want anymore. It's so
That's
weird.
Right.
The show, because it's supposed to be a bunch of years. So like in the game, it explains like she's one tracked and like wants to get in, like be the best person to kill Joel, and that explains why she gets so buff and like she's just, that's all she thinks about, kill Joel. So then she just works her ass off to get to that point.
I'll be the best
to know that they can kill Joel.
I'll be the best, believe it.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of her tragic, her long tragic backstory?
I didn't have a problem with it. It made sense to me. You know, she's like, my dad was trying to save the world and you shot him. Like, we talked about that at the end of last season, where it's like pretty questionable what Joel did.
How come Joel wasn't like, your dad was about to cut my daughter's head open?
Well, he didn't have time to like defend himself, where she was beating shit out of him.
Slowly walked over and grabbed a golf club.
I was wondering about that too, like why he didn't defend himself.
Hadn't he already been shot?
Yeah, in the leg.
Yeah, I mean.
Alana, have you ever been shot in the leg?
Okay, well, he could talk. He was like, just do it already.
Joel's been shot too, so he understands the pain.
Wait, Jay, can I say my theory first before you say yours? So my theory is he knew that she was going to kill him anyway, and he's like, there's no point in trying to argue with it.
One, yes. Two, he's already feeling remorse and guilt, and he knows that he kind of deserves it. So, like, that's why he didn't really fight too hard back. It's part of that, his guilt and his remorse. There's a car here. He understood what was happening. He understood that his comeuppance were happening. I don't think he necessarily thought she was gonna kill him, but he knew he was going to get his ass whipped, and he knew he was in a hopeless situation. They're coming.
All right, Jay, I'm coming to you.
The main prevailing theory is that he was just like, yeah, I deserve this. And then,
what about Ellie? He's like, yeah, Ellie will be fine.
Ellie made it pretty clear. Do you guys want to kill this last person? Ellie made it pretty clear she doesn't want Joel anymore. She doesn't need his help. You know?
Yeah.
She wants X, stay on my life, old man.
Yeah, but she didn't really need it, as we all saw. I thought that part was pretty sad.
Yeah. That's why you always gotta be nice to people, because you never know. You never know. Someday somebody could just come up and just like attack them.
Oh,
especially in this dangerous world. Now are we fighting this guy?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That scene is a lot longer in the game. That's a lot.
The death scene?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. The Abby talks scene. Longer.
Yeah.
Is longer and more brutal.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. It's war. It's just.
And you guys like these games?
No, I hated that part. It sucked.
First one.
I like the first one. Let's get up top and then we can kill. Yeah.
Notes here, so Jesse has some funny lines, which I appreciated. When he's giving Ellie a hard time, he's like, Ellie, I'm so mad that you were Dancing with Dina. No, I'm joking. I am mad, though. Okay.
Let's ask one other team. Stay frosty.
So there's more rumors about another set of smart zombies. Oh, yeah. Somebody meets zombies that, like, laid a trap. Right? Do you remember this? They talked about another patrol.
Yeah.
So, see, it's not just the one smart zombie.
Okay. No, I never said there was only one. I just said most of them weren't. Why am I getting these massive lag spikes? Anybody else?
Are you patching on Steam?
No.
There's also a funny part where Jesse is sizzling, but the storm is immediately wrong.
What did she say?
Well, Ellie says, are you worried about that storm? And he says, nah, it'll just stay up in the mountains. And then he's like wrong like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, he's a great character, though. I like him.
Beside us, killing.
Okay, I'm coming, Jay.
I
do like that character, though. Jesse's great. He's like, you suck, Ellie. Stop whining.
Yeah, I like when Ellie's like, you're only like a couple years older than we are. He's like, yeah, that's enough. So there's more talk about Eugene, aka the therapist's husband that Joel killed off screen in between the seasons. Yeah. And it just makes me think of Eugene from The Walking Dead. If anyone remembers him.
I don't.
No.
He's like the smart guy who's kind of rotund.
Not ringing any bells.
He claims that he knows the secret to how to cure zombieism.
He wasn't rotund.
I was thinking in the comic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and how they need to... He's like, you must bring me to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then he's like, I lied about it, so you guys wouldn't eat me.
Yeah, so you wouldn't abandon me on the side of the road.
Okay, so then... Yeah, with the thing with the nest, I guess like the part where Abby has to run for the huge mob of zombies.
There was... I didn't... It was entertaining, but you had to turn your brain off. There's no way she in like snow pants and boots can outrun all these zombies. But,
yeah.
Well, one, all those zombies are also running in all that crap, and they have less
are
muscle
they?
Mass. Yeah.
They do have less muscle mass. I don't know if they are wearing snow
pants. And they probably have less.
They were not wearing
shoes. Worse shoes, less clothing, more freezing.
They're just gonna run full tilt. They don't give a shit.
They seem like they were running pretty fast.
Yeah.
Well, so is she.
Really?
Zombies froze in the snow. Okay. Fungus doesn't do well in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of turning your brain off, right? Like Matt said.
But again, but like if you see how they were layered, the top layer of the zombies and the ice, they didn't really come out. It was everything underneath. So they were doing the whole cuddle warmth.
Yeah. That must be it. Yeah.
Okay.
It literally is what it was. Like they were trying to, they like layered each other. So like when you watch the scene, you can see like the top layer just kind of gets pushed off and then it's everything underneath that comes up and pushes.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's some good excitement where it's like Abby's running while Ellie's looking for Joel while the town is going to get attacked.
And they're all lots of action.
Well, also good like suspense. Yeah. So okay, so they fight the battle. Tommy has a magic pistol that has like 20 rounds in it. Classic. And I mean it's like really good fighting. Do you guys like the Boomer? AKA the Colossal Titan.
Yes.
He was in the first that exact
one. Yeah.
That exact Boomer one?
I still like
that version. That version.
There was a bloater in the first season.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bloater. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Still liked them. Thanks for asking, Zach.
I also like their little character moments, like when the two flamethrower guys run away.
Yeah. That was sad. That was kind of appalling.
Yeah, but
it's like your community is relying on you to do this and you run away. Like you guys are the last guys who should run away.
Nope. It's true.
If you're facing a horde, it's understandable. I mean, I probably would have lit my flamethrower before I went, but...
I mean, of course it's understandable, but, like, this is their job to stand there and face down the horde with the flamethrower. Maybe they thought they never actually had to actually do it. Yeah, they're getting paid with survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting paid with food.
Getting paid with being alive.
So, but yeah, and then also when after the battle's over, when that one guy's bit and his friend shoots him.
Yeah.
More scarers. A lot of scary stuff. But yeah, the town wins. And did any characters we know die?
Nope.
No.
Thank God.
Nobody important. But it seems like a lot of people do die. It's a little hard to get a sense of like how many people are actually in the town. Because like the meeting where they're talking about, you know, where...
The drill.
Yeah, it's like there's like 20 to 10 people or something, but then there's like hundreds in this battle scene. So, I don't know. No big deal.
You eventually get a better idea.
I agree.
How many people in the town.
We hear it from the people of the town.
They call us.
But yeah, I definitely liked the battle because it actually gave you a little bit of sense of urgency and a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for?
Drama?
Excitement, drama, stakes, right?
Danger? Yeah, stakes. Well, the first episode, I agree. The first episode made it seem like we've got it all figured out, right? Like, we got the zombie apocalypse figured out. We are good to go. Everything's cool. We are set for life.
Time to have some teen like, love drama.
Yeah, like we have time to worry about things. Yeah, like we're so no longer worried about survival. We can be homophobic. That's how much we've got it all figured out. But but now it's like, no, we got other problems.
Bigger fish to fry.
Well, that's what I liked it with the fungus coming through the pipes and the smart zombie, where it's like they think they got it figured out, but actually the threats are increasing to match our heroes, like in a video game.
What?
Yep.
What amazing writing.
Okay. I think that's all. I thought Tommy's wife was going to die. That part where she's just running around like in this.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're like, don't know how to use this flamethrower. And then, and it worked out.
That part where Tommy's like facing down the guy with the flamethrower, he's like, ah!
And then it's like,
pretty intense.
And you're like, oh no, it's out of fuel.
Oh no. Tommy, no. Ellie will be so sad if you die.
Yeah.
Nah, Ellie doesn't care about Tommy.
Nope. That's true.
Yeah, so...
You guys want to head over to Superhero Academy?
Sure. So yeah, so good episode. I heard that's all downhill after this.
What?
I told Zach I thought it was the high watermark of the season. But that's okay. I mean, there's still other good stuff. It's just, this was a great episode. Lots of... Action Jackson.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you want.
Well, I mean, it had good action, but it also, like, the stuff with, you know, Joel dying was, like, emotional, too. So, and, like, the plot moved forward. It wasn't just people in rooms talking. So, yeah.
But I like people talking.
Oh.
Yeah, you could, I mean, it's true. It didn't have
a lot of... Enemy team. They're good. Okay.
It was, like, too much on the same episode. It felt like it needed more foreshadowing and build-up.
It seemed kind of fortuitous that the giant zombie horde was attacking right when Joel's getting killed.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't call for help on your left.
But I do like... So, like, I like that we see the armory, we see all this stuff, and we get more of the, oh, we're going to do our own thing, but not quite their own thing. I like that you get a little bit more of the relationships, which was nice. Yeah, it's a good... For me, it was interesting because for me, it was like a placeholder. Like, at the first half was like basically felt like a placeholder. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. This happened. And then,
the first episode?
No, the first half of the episode.
Oh, okay. The first episode to me felt like a placeholder, where they were just like spinning their wheels.
I mean, so in the game, like the snowball, there's like a snowball, you get to do a snowball fight and you get to interact with the townsfolk. So there's like a lot of community building to develop your, you know, your emotional connection to the town and see how great it's been for the last couple of years and how great things are. And then you get into the whole fight with Joel, and then you're very sad about it. And then this scene, and then yeah, you get to see Tommy be like really interactive and stuff like that. So like all that stuff was a great build up in the game, and then it was like, oh
well, the game, you have a lot of time with these characters, that's why it's so good. Do you care so much?
Yeah, spend some time, some quality time. The show is not the same.
Yeah, but you're right in the fact that like, yeah, I like watching it, I was like, oh, they had so many years to build up defenses, and this is the best they came up with.
Yeah.
Like old school, like for like things they would have done if they had a castle. Gotcha.
I feel like, don't you feel like if they had flamethrowers, they should have used them before the zombies got into the streets?
Yeah, probably.
Well, again, fire. If you put them on fire and then they lean up against the wood. You're just,
I wonder if they found some kind of chemical that like made it resistant to fire. How's that for a mansplanation?
I don't think a chemical like that exists. That's the only problem with that theory.
But this place crawls.
So what? We crawl.
Oh, Fortnite's done.
Yay.
You guys want to back out, or do you want to make a lot of watch?
I have a feeling we're going to get killed soon anyway, so this will make a lot of watch.
Be aggressive.
All right, time for questions of the day?
Yes. Does anybody else have anything to say about this episode? It was great.
Yeah, I thought it was enjoyable.
Iron Man's killing me.
You got it, Jay.
I do have it. He's a fool.
He's a fool me. In love.
Iron Man's all around the side, behind you.
Do-do-do-do. Question number one comes to us from Zach.
What?
Yes. Would you rather, Alana?
Yeah.
Would you rather fall asleep easily or wake up easily?
Wake up easily.
And I feel like the answer is obvious, that it's wake up easily.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go with wake up easily, yeah.
I have a hard time falling asleep. Although easier these days, and I can wake up easily, and I don't feel like the grass is greener. I feel like I'm very happy the way I am.
There's things you can do to fall asleep easier, you know.
There's things
like what, drugs?
Wait, what?
Like coffee?
Yeah, there's that. But it's like, you know, not be on your phone.
I'm not.
Shenanigans.
Matt's on his phone.
Hmm? Matt? The uninventor? Yeah, I'm not on my phone. There's not a goddamn thing on that phone worth seeing.
You can have a glass of warm milk before you go to bed at night?
I could. No, I don't have much trouble falling asleep. I actually have more trouble staying asleep. But if you have any recommendations on that front, feel free to share them.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I got none. I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem waking up. I'm just not, like, fully there. I'm always going to be a little groggy and tired.
Wait, so do you guys mind if I modify the question slightly to make it a little
harder? First, I want to know if Alana's coming in. There she is. Go ahead, Ty.
Okay, so mine is, would you rather be able to, this is a slight modification, would you rather be able to instantly wake up?
What do you mean by wake up?
Like be immediately wide awake, or would you be able to fall asleep like anywhere? Because I think that would change my answer. No, I would change my answer. I would rather be able to fall asleep anywhere, like on planes,
like Dad.
Yeah, like Dad. Go on a trip to Europe, you like immediately fall asleep. The plane doesn't, you don't even feel the takeoff. You're refreshed when you get there.
Having formerly had that superpower, I miss it.
See?
I massively missed it.
So, I Jay, would you rather would you rather have that or be able to, like, immediately be, like, fully awake and alert?
Give me it back. Give me that back.
All right.
I miss it so much. Like, just be like, oh, I have this now, because now I'm on a flight for, like, 5 hours and I'm just sitting there going, oh, I just want to go to sleep. And then,
but if you're on a flight, you can watch TV.
Or I can sleep and wake up and be there.
You're not supposed to watch TV.
What?
Not when you're supposed to be sleeping.
I can feel like I'm time traveling.
Yeah. Teleporting.
Okay.
Be right back while we're loading in. Hold on. Okay.
Okay. So Jay's saying fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with waking up.
Because here's the thing. When I've gone to Asia, both Korea and China, I stayed up the entire fucking flight. And it sucked. You can only watch so much. It sucked. And you can only drink so much. It sucked. My whole intent was to sleep and get a good night's rest. And I was just awake and I was mad. So I just started drinking.
You weren't able to fall asleep, was the problem?
No, I just could not sleep. Like, I just stopped being tired. But, like, I was still kind of tired, but not really. So I was just there. And I watched everything I wanted to watch. And I was like, I'm still awake. This sucks.
It was a long flight.
Yeah. I mean, I had been I traveled for, like, almost 24 hours and I could not sleep. It was such a shit show. So, yeah.
Yep. I'm sticking with my answer. How about you, Alana?
I said wake up.
You're sticking with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Just sticking with wake up.
Next question.
Okay, question number two comes to us courtesy of Allison and I were at, I think we were at, like, a doctor's office, and they had daytime TV on, you know, like daytime, like the morning show or whatever it would be, whatever the equivalent is. Well, it was a little more newsy than The Real, I would say, having not watched The Real. It's more like Good Morning America, something to that effect. And they had a question for the panel, and it was on mute, so we couldn't really hear it. So I'm not sure if the question is going to make sense or even accurately represented. But I think the question was, would you ever leave your, if they were running late for a flight, would you ever leave your partner at the airport?
No.
Oh, yeah. I think this is on, like, Reddit or something, right?
I don't know. I don't know if you've heard of it, you know, before. But wait, good on you.
At the airport. So, like, you have to go to the airport and they have to go to the airport and they're taking too long. So you just leave them at your house?
I think, I think you're at the airport and your flight's about to leave and they're not there because they're running late. Do you get on the flight and leave them basically behind? Yeah.
If you're my dad, you do. That asshole.
Am I going to see their family?
Let's say for the purposes of this, no. You're going to see your family.
Oh, then yeah, I'm leaving them.
Wow. I would not. I would only do it if, like, it was like a funeral or something like that. Like something like dire.
Why are they running?
You would. So there are circumstances where you would, is what I'm hearing.
I mean, yeah, there's circumstances in the realm of possibility that I would, yeah.
Because they were in, like, a car accident, or they late because they, like, didn't set an alarm?
I don't know.
Well, that would matter to me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say you're going to my funeral, Anna, and your spouse was in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
But they're okay. They're okay. They were just in a car accident.
Oh.
You know who wouldn't leave them? You missed my funeral because Andrew was it a fender bender? Wow.
I'm sure because I'm traveling the day before your funeral. So I have plenty of time to make it to your funeral on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some circumstances where you would?
Like you didn't, like, it was poor planning.
Okay.
I should ask her this question.
What if you were put in a love hotel for the night and your father forgot about you? And
you say a love hotel?
Yeah, my dad. Fucking my dad. My dad. I don't fucking know.
Is that like for prostitutes? Is that like a red light district thing?
Yeah, what do you think, dude?
Yes.
That's a thing.
That's my read. Right, let's get out of here, guys. Storm's coming.
Yeah, follow me, dude. There's a zipline.
And it's like the it wasn't the Olympics. It was some other major event. And so like the line is like out and around the airport.
You told us the story about how you get to the airport on time.
Yeah. And then, you have to go through immigration and customs and security. And your flight's about to leave. Would you leave?
Would you leave your family behind?
Yeah. Would you leave your family behind in security?
I think in that case, I would not.
Okay, Matt, your answer stayed, I will not, right?
I think there are circumstances where I would, yeah. Okay. I think under certain circumstances, I would be willing to do that, yes.
Interesting.
Anybody want to, Zach, do you want to carry these porta bunkers?
Sure.
You gotta carry that weight.
I should ask this question. All right, I think everybody answered, so let's move on to question number three.
Yes, let's move on to question number three. Question number three comes to us courtesy of Zach. What is your favorite kind of soup?
We're so pleased with yourself.
I forgot about this one. My favorite back in the day was tomato soup, but I can't remember the last time I actually ate it. Actually, parents sent us a West African peanut soup, which is a new favorite.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, why are they sending you food?
No, they didn't. They sent us the recipe a lot.
Oh, I was like, why can't they send me food?
Why can't I get soup?
Alan, would you like some shields?
Yeah, best we can do with some shields.
I suppose.
You task me, Alana. You task me. Oh, see, I dropped one on the ground and she walked away. Didn't even pick it up.
Where are you? Oh, I forgot that was a, sorry.
All right, boys and girl.
So the peanut one is, you're sticking with the peanut one?
Yeah.
A lot of those pom-poms transform you into like some kind of monster, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yep.
Anyway, so you've had it or you just had the recipe?
We've made it a couple of times and it's good. Yeah.
I think I like the one that dad or mom or dad used to make, the one that was like tortellini soup.
I knew you were going to say that. You're such a kiss ass.
What? I like it. It's hearty.
Spinach for some reason. Oh my God.
What did you say?
It was full of spinach.
Yeah. Some of us don't mind eating our vegetables.
And it was slimy.
It's true to you, the finish, because I eat me spinach.
That's right.
All right, and how about Alana and Jay?
Disparaging all of mine.
Question, that's the way this, do you consider works, stew soup?
I know, I was just...
Or are they two different things?
Is Japanese curry a soup?
What about curry ramen? Is not. Curry is not.
But it's kind of...
Oh, you just got told.
Hey, that's a discussion topic. This isn't a competition.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Hey. But I agree about Jay. I agree with Jay that stew is superior if it counts as soup.
You should say it doesn't count just to keep things interesting.
I agree.
I think it's really stew, we tie. And yeah.
If stew does not count,
stew counts.
No, it doesn't.
Don't listen to them.
I see.
Whose question is it?
They don't own us.
Pick either one. I'm feeling
generous.
Flexible. Yeah, generous and flexible.
Wow.
If it's stew, then I'm doing kimchi jjigae.
Oh, nice.
If it doesn't count, pho?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess ramen.
Are there different kinds?
Ramen is soup.
Aren't there different kinds of
literally in the
stuff?
Name, it's ramen soup. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, right. I actually want to change mine to matzo ball soup.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think it beats out the West African one. Yeah, okay. And we got all of all right. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty at 8 p.m. Hoop up with us for more Last of Us next time.
The whip.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.